Hello, good morning. This is Rick Pina, and I am bringing you today's word for December 15th, 2025. Listen, I've been teaching today's word all year about the grace life and how to experience God's grace in every area and every facet and every aspect of our lives. And I hope that you've been enjoying it. And so as we've been going through this, just really with our hearts open to everything that God has been teaching us, about not relying on ourselves, about being delivered from performance-based religion, and truly embracing the grace to do whatever it is that God has called us to do, we have all, as a family of believers, the Grace Life family, we've been growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been teaching a verse-by-verse study through the book of Galatians, and we are at part 133 today. And so as I get into this message, I want to let you know that this is the last week of teaching for this year. And then I'm going to take a break and then we'll come back in January. And I'm praying about whether or not the Lord will allow me to finish Galatians in January or not. Or maybe I teach something else in January because I like to start the year with things about the new year. And then maybe I can come back and finish Galatians. I'm not sure. But I'll do whatever the Holy Spirit wants me to do, right? Because this is His ministry. This is His platform. And we'll see how He leads me. One thing I know is that we want to close out 2025 strong and head into 2026 strong. So with that, as we look at the book of Galatians and we go to the next passage, the title of today's message is this: avoid toxic influence. What you want to do as a believer, put in the chat, avoid toxic influence. What you want to do as a born again, spirit-filled believer, standing on the word of God, you want to avoid toxic influence, even if the influence comes from somebody that has a title, a clergy collar, you know, a fancy title, doesn't matter. Sometimes their influence is toxic. It is taking you away from the grace of God and causing you to rely more on you and your performance and your humanity and the things that you got to do. Oh, brother Rick, you know, yeah, grace is good, but you know, you have to do this, right? You know, you have to do that. Anything like that is a toxic influence, and we need to avoid it. We're going to talk about that today. The Apostle Paul warned us about this. Open up your heart to receive. All right, so let's get into it. Listen, there are four foundational scriptures that we've been looking at every day this year. And this is the last week of teaching, so we're not going to stop. Let's go through these four scriptures. The first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 from the Passion Translation. And this is what it says. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you would have more than enough of everything, every moment and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. I say amen to that. Say amen to that. Glory to God. All right. The next verse is something you don't want to do. Galatians 5 and 4 says, if you want to be made right with God by fulfilling the obligations of the law, you have actually cut yourself off from more than just your flesh. You've cut yourself off from Jesus and you have fallen away from the revelation of God's grace. Romans 6 and 14 says, sin will no longer be your master because you are not under the law. You now live under grace. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 10 says, God treated me with this undeserved grace. God made me who I am. I am who I am by the grace of God. Now, I did work harder than all of the other apostles, but then again, if I'm honest, it was not me. It was the grace of God with me. Those are the scriptures for the year. Let me give you the scriptures for today. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. On Friday, we dealt with, faith works by love. But today, we're dealing with verses 7 through 9. All right. So, hold on. I just had an issue here. There we go. So as we look at, let me say something about Galatians 5 and 6, because I dealt with that on Friday. That's a scripture that I've really enjoyed teaching on for many, many years. And I hope that you enjoyed Friday's message. So this is what Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 9 says. You were running a great race. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to people that he loves and people that he mentors. He says, you were running a great race. I was there. I saw it, right? And then he asks this question. Who cut in on you and stopped you from obeying the truth? He's like, it's like you were running your race and somebody just cut in on you and messed up your whole pace and everything. And now they're stopping you from obeying the truth. He says, this kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. In other words, he's saying that this type of influence, this toxic influence didn't come from God. Just so we're clear, it didn't come from God, didn't come from his kingdom. You should know that the saying, it only takes a little yeast to permeate through an entire batch of dough. You should know that saying, right? And this is what he's saying. So in the King James Version, it says a little leaven can levy the whole lump. You just put a little bit of yeast into a batch of dough, and over time, that yeast permeates throughout the whole batch of dough. I'm going to explain that, basically saying, don't listen to this stuff, because this type of stuff will get in your heart and it will permeate and it will contaminate. It will contaminate the truth. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 9 from the Easy to Read version says, same passage, but a different translation, says, listen, you were running your race well. Now, who stopped you from following the true way? It certainly was not the one who chose you. In other words, it wasn't God. He says, be careful. It only takes a little bit of yeast to make the whole batch of dough rise. Now, let me give you a couple of supporting scriptures before we get into our message for today. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, therefore, we also, you got to consider this, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And once we're free from all of that, we can then run with patient endurance the race that is set before us. So he's saying you got to take off the weight, take off the sin so that you can run your race. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 says from the Easy to Read, don't be fooled. Bad friends will ruin good habits. Bad friends will ruin good habits. Another translation of that verse says bad company will corrupt good character. And so my mother used to say to me all the time when I went out to go into Brooklyn, she would say, enséñame con quién andas y te diré quién eres. She was saying, show me who you hang with and I'll tell you who you are. She was teaching me what the Apostle Paul was teaching, avoid toxic influence. And then finally, Matthew 16 and 6 says, then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He was saying the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the law, that teaching is like leaven. And once it gets into the lump, it only takes a little bit of leaven to levy the whole lump. So on Friday, we looked at Galatians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. And really, I dealt with faith works by love. And if you missed that message, you should go back and watch that message because we're called and commanded to walk and live by faith. And the only way to really live by faith strong, your faith is going to be strong, not when you love others, but when you are convinced that God loves you and your faith will work by love. Today, the Apostle Paul shifts from that and he provides an analogy, a metaphor. And what he's doing now is he's painting a picture for us of a race. And he says to the Galatians, he says, man, you guys were running a great race. You had momentum. You were free. You were moving. You were moving forward in grace. I was there. I saw it. I was excited. But then it's like somebody cut in on you. And now they're trying to get you to like take the law. And remember, you got to be careful. Like, you know, if you start taking on the law, it only takes a little leaven to levy the whole lump. It only takes a little bit of yeast to permeate and contaminate the whole batch. And so if you allow something, it's like somebody cut in on you, they bumped you, they knocked you out of your lane, they knocked you off your stride. And now you're like, what? These legalists have come in and they have contaminated what you were thinking. And now they're messing up your race. You're no longer running and flowing in the unforced rhythms of God's grace. You are actually taking on the pressure to perform. So these people, you've allowed them to influence you and they have hindered your progress. And he asked the question, who did this to you? Not what, but who. I want to know who did this to you, because this hindrance didn't come from God. It didn't come from the one who called you. It came from other people. That's what we're going to talk about today. So what does this mean for you today? I have four things to share with you on this morning, four solid points. Let's get into these points. I want you to open up your heart to receive. Put in the chat, I'm ready to receive. You ready? Four things. Number one, here we go. The Christian life, several places in the Bible, is likened to a race. It is a race that we run, not a law that we keep. So the Christian life is a race that we run, not a law that we keep. The Apostle Paul, just like Jesus, used a lot of metaphors, analogies, illustrations. And today he's painting a picture of a race. And he's saying that basically these people were doing good. You were running unencumbered by the unnecessary weight of the limits of your humanity. But now somebody cut in on you. And so they cut in on you. Not only did they cut in on you, but now they're putting weight on you. It's like you were running a marathon before and you were doing good, but now they cut in on you. They slowed you down. And it's like they put a heavy coat on you or a rucksack on you or combat boots. And so now they want you to keep running, but they want you to keep running encumbered by the law. And the law is heavy. The law is a burden, whereas grace is light. And so grace is like second wind is kicking in. Grace is like the wind is at your back. Whereas when you're going in the law, you're going uphill, you're going against the wind, you have on a rucksack, you have on combat boots, and you're going against. So now you're striving in human effort when you're trying to run. You might be even running the same race. Like you might be on the right path, but you're doing it the wrong way. So I don't know. I was in the Army for 25 years. I was not one of those people that loved running. I ran because I had to run. But I ran. And I understand that what you didn't want to do when you were running is take on anything that was unnecessary. So you take off anything that's unnecessary. You don't want to be weighted down by anything. And the Apostle Paul is saying that when you take on the pressure to perform, it's like you're being weighted down. You don't understand that before you were running by the grace of God, but now you are encumbered or weighted down with the pressure to perform. And these people have cut in on you. And they put stuff on you. And now you're trying to still run the same race, but you're doing it the wrong way. And he says that this influence, this toxic influence, did not come from the person who called you. No, it came from other people. And so now you've shifted your attention from Jesus and what he was doing in your life to you and what you can do and what you can't do. And so you're no longer relying on God and his grace. You are relying on your self-effort and the limitations of your humanity. Listen, I'm speaking to people that you've heard me teach on this all year long. You've probably heard me teach about grace for years. But even with all of that, we're humans. And sometimes we fall susceptible to the subtlety of pride. And I'm gonna talk about pride today. And sometimes people, well-intentioned people, say, hey, you know, that grace stuff is good, but be careful. You know you need to do this and you know you need to do that. And before you know it, you're taking on the pressure to perform. And because a little leaven starts to levy the whole lump of your heart. The Galatians were doing well, right? They were listening to what the Apostle Paul had taught them. And then before you know it, they were no longer, maybe they were still on the same path, but they were no longer running their race the same way. They were weighted down by the pressure to perform. If you think that your life in Christ is all about, watch this, and this is one of those things where the subtle nature of it, if you are relying on your grit, your determination, your sweat, your discipline, like I thank God that he has given me a discipline to where, like, you know, I'm pretty disciplined at a lot of things. But even then, I have to say, wait a minute, I'm disciplined because of the grace of God. Like, I want to make sure that I'm walking in the unforced rhythms of God's grace. Put in the chat, it is the unforced rhythms of God's grace that causes me to experience God's best. It's not my grit, determination, and discipline, right? Self-discipline, self-effort, is not that. It is the unforced rhythms of God's grace that actually gives me the grit, determination, and self-effort. And it is subtle. Like, that difference is subtle, But you got to be careful, because once you start relying on you and thinking, oh, it's my determination, it's my grit, like I get up and I'm a go-getter and I'm a go-get-it. Before you know it, you're no longer relying on Jesus. You're relying on you, and you're relying on your self-effort. And if you do that, you might still be on the same path, but you're not going to experience it the same way, because you are relying on self-effort and not relying on God. See, so you got to be careful not to ever get to the point where you're relying on yourself, because you are eventually going to make mistakes. And it, if you're relying on yourself, then there will be this emphasis and this focus on your faults and your flaws and your failures, instead of focusing on God's goodness, His mercy, His grace, His favor that empowers me in the present and is ushering me into future victories. I'm not going to sit here and meditate over past mistakes. I want to meditate on future victories and present power. Why? Because I'm living my life by the grace of God. I was designed to run my race freely without guilt or shame of condemnation. See, religion is like putting a 50-pound rucksack on your back. You might still be moving, but you are weighted down. I don't want to be weighted down. I want to release all the pressure to perform. I want to embrace everything that God has called me to do, and I want to do it the way that God has called me to do it. And if I do it that way, watch this, then I'm free. Like people look at Isabella and I. Now, Isabella looks good. I'm not going to say, like, you know, I'm not going to say I'm on the level of Isabella, but Isabella be like, my God, Isabella, you're looking good. And so, but when they see us, they say, you guys look the same. And they say, how do you look the same? You're not, it's like, you know, you're not aging. And I said, well, I live in a stress-free environment. Why? Because I'm not taking on the pressure to perform. I'm living my life by God's grace, and it is with my faith. And so I'm believing what God believes about me. I'm believing what God has decreed and declared over my life. And I'm not going to allow anything to put unnecessary pressure on me. I'm not weighted down. You know what I never say? Like, it's weird to me, and it happens all the time. I hear people use this word, overwhelmed. Oh, I'm overwhelmed by this. I'm overwhelmed by that. I'm overwhelmed. If anything, I'm going to be overwhelmed by God's grace, right? And so, like, I'm not overwhelmed. I'm never overwhelmed. Why? Because if I'm facing something, I know that I have the grace for it. And so any type of teaching that's causing me to focus on me and what I can or can't do is teaching that has taken me away from God's grace and what God has empowered me to do. See, in Christ, I can do all things. Now, without Him, I can do nothing. And so what I want to do is I want to learn how to rest in the grace of God, in the goodness of God, and in Jesus's finished work. So what you want to do is you want to check your heart and check your stride, right? Are you running? Of course, you're still running, but are you running weighted down? As I close out this first point, are you running weighted down, or are you running free where you know the joy of the Lord is your strength? If you take on the pressure to perform, if you take on religious duty and religious obligation, you're still going to run your race, but you're not. It's not going to be the joy of the Lord. You're still going to run your race, but you're going to be weighted down. This is a good time right now at the end of 2025. As we're preparing for 2026, you don't want to go into 2026 weighted down with the burden of your performance and the limits of your humanity. I want you, look at me. Release your faults, your flaws, and your failures. Let it go. God has already forgiven you. Let it go. Believe what God believes about you and enter into God's rest so that you can experience God's overwhelming grace at the end of 2025. And as we go into 2026 and beyond, say amen to that. Man, that was good. All right, number two. Distractions and detours often come from a who, not from a what. Distractions and detours come from people. This is why I'm saying you got to avoid toxic influence. The Apostle Paul says, who did it? Who cut in on you? He didn't say what cut in on you. He didn't say what slowed you down. And he's like, no, this is people. This came from people. I know it came from people that were coming in with legalism. These people came in with all of this religious focus and religious performance. And they're saying, oh, you're too free. They're correcting you because they think you're too free. Like, grace is good, but you know, you got like hyper grace. You got too much grace, Brother Rick. You're like this grace stuff. You got to slow. You got to be careful. You got to be careful, Brother Rick. Why? Why? Be careful about what? Oh, I mean, I understand grace, but what about, you know, you got to be holy, brother. You got to do this. You got to do, listen, I'm going to do all those things, but I'm going to do it by the grace of God. You got to be careful Watch this. Who you allow to speak into your life. If you're watching Today's Word on a regular basis, then by proxy, you have allowed me to speak into your life. Now, many of you have given me a license, actually, to speak into your life. That means that you have made my voice an authoritative voice in your life. And I take that seriously. James says you should not want the office of a teacher because they're going to be held accountable for everything that they teach. And so the fact that you have allowed me to speak into your life and you have given me the right to be an authoritative voice means that I have to take it even more seriously, not to get on here and say anything that I want to say. I have to say what I say by the grace of God. So the Apostle Paul was saying, listen, I know that these people that are trying to lead you astray, some of them have titles, they have impressive backgrounds, some of them have a lot of money. And so don't just get caught up in them just because, you know, they have an impressive resume. And don't even get, watch this, don't be impressed when they quote scripture. Because the devil quoted scripture to Jesus in the wilderness. So some people are quoting scripture to you, but that doesn't mean that their words are from God. Now, if they're quoting the word of God, of course, the word of God is the word of God. But watch out. Don't let people just come in here like these legalists will come with a persuasion that sounds holy. They will say things like, well, Brother Rick, you know, grace is good. Grace is good and everything. But you know, we gotta follow the law to be holy. Like you gotta be careful because you know we still gotta be holy, right? The Bible says be holy because God is holy. Yeah, of course we gotta be holy, but the only way to be holy is by the grace of God. So the Apostle Paul is clear in verse 8. He says, this kind of persuasion did not come from the one who called you. He's saying, oh, let me say it this way. If you're listening to somebody and at the end of what they're sharing with you, what you got out of it was fear, doubt, condemnation, and a focus on self-effort, then it didn't come from God. God's voice is going to call you to liberate. Well, Brother Rick, isn't the Holy Spirit going to cause me, you know, like to repent? Yes. Isn't the Holy Spirit going to convict me? Yes. But he's not going to convict you of sin. The Holy Spirit does not convict of sin. He's going to convict you of your righteousness. He's going to remind you that you're a son, you're a daughter of the Most High God. He's going to say things like, hey, son, hey, daughter, you know I love you. You shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, so of course I need to be holy, but I'm not being holy because I'm trying to like focus on sin. I'm focusing on the righteousness that Christ Jesus died to usher me into. So if you're listening to anyone that's leading you to put an emphasis and a focus on your performance and your human effort, then basically the Bible says that person is leading you into a lie. Because, and if you believe the lie, you empower the liar. And so what you don't want to do is focus on being legalistic or religious. You want to, and you got to be careful because whatever you pay attention to long enough, right, will eventually manifest in your life. And a little leaven can levy the whole lump. So years ago, one of my mentors said to me, Pina, this is what you do. You can listen to any preacher, but what you got to do is you got to take in the meat, spit out the bones. And I was like, oh, I like that. I like that. Take in the meat, spit out the bones. Take in the meat, spit out the bones. I can listen to anybody. I just take in the meat, spit out the bones. And I thought that was good counsel, but it actually wasn't because I can't feel. Watch this. Whatever you allow through your eyes gets down in your heart. Whatever you allow through your ears gets down in your heart. Your eyes are a gate and your ears are a gate to your soul. And if you allow junk to get down in your heart and you say, oh, well, I'm just taking the meat, spit out the bones. No, you are actually taking in content that you shouldn't be taking in. So another one of my mentors said, Pina, let me tell you something. You mess around taking the meat, spit out the bones. You're going to mess around and get one of them bones stuck in your neck. And so stuck in your throat. Said, no, you don't want to listen to everybody. And so what you want to do is you want to evaluate your circle. You want to evaluate the people around you and you want to evaluate who you listen to. There's like a gazillion people on YouTube teaching the Bible. And so, but that they may not be anointed. Number one, they may not be teaching the truth. And number two, they may not be anointed for you. And so if you listen to the wrong things, let me say it this way. If you listen to the right things, you'll become the right person. But if you listen to the wrong things long enough, eventually you're going to become the wrong person. So avoid toxic influence. Say amen to that. All right. Number three. The persuasion to perform does not come from God. The Apostle Paul said, listen, this type of persuasion, the emphasis on your performance, this did not come from the one who called you. And so the pressure to perform does not come from God. The pressure to take on this heavy religious duty does not come from God. The voice of legalism is not the voice of God. And so you got to be careful. You just can't listen to everyone. God is the one who called you. And he called you to live by grace and to stand on faith, to live by grace. And to he's the one that starts and finishes everything in your life. And he does it by grace. If you listen to a message, a sermon from somebody, and they are really putting all the emphasis on you and all these things that you need to do, 12 steps to do this, 11 steps to do that, and you got to do this and you got to do that, and you walk away with the pressure to perform, then you are not relying on the one who called you. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers you to do what God has called you to do. If you feel condemned, then you are listening to the accuser and not the comforter. If at the end of a message, it causes you, watch this, and this is why I said this type of persuasion is subtle. If at the end of a message, it causes you to rely on yourself, and this is why it has been said that pride is the silent killer of the church. And you got to be careful, because this type of teaching, it lends itself to pride, and people love to be proud. And so what happens is you take on this stuff because pride says stuff like God helps those who help themselves. You know, the Bible says you take one step and then God will take two. God will help those who help themselves. First of all, the Bible doesn't say that. Second of all, no, that type of stuff is trying to push you to rely on yourself, on things that you need to do. Now, what I need to do is do whatever the Holy Spirit is leading me to do. And when he does lead me to do something, then yeah, I mean, faith is an action word. So faith is something I say, something I do, a seed that I sow based on what God has revealed to me about my future. But I'm not doing it to make it happen. I'm doing it to receive what God already made happen from the foundations of the world. And so I'm not relying on me, because this type of teaching, this other type of teaching, the Apostle Paul says, is causing you to operate in pride. It's causing you to focus on yourself. And so, no, you got to focus on God. You got to focus on the character of the caller. The one who called you is able. Now, unto him that is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless. It's about him. It's not about you. And you got to realize, you got to know who called you, because whoever called you is the one that will back you. I told you before, whoever calls you has to keep you. And so when I know who I'm called by, then I get empowered by the one who called me. And so I get to walk in the power of the one who called me, and I have to embrace that every day. It's all about him. It's not about me. Say amen to that. Number four, so I can let you go. A little mixture can contaminate your whole life. The Apostle Paul says this: it only takes a little bit of yeast, a little leaven, to leaven the whole lump. A little bit of yeast will permeate throughout the whole batch of dough. A little bit of pride here and there, a little bit of, well, you know, you got to do this. You got a little bit of legalism. You got, and before you know it, you're no longer living the grace life. You said, well, Rick, come on, man, Rick, what's the big deal? You talk about grace so much. What's the big deal? Come on, you know, like it's cool. Like, I mean, you know, I still need to do the Ten Commandments, and I still need, you know, focus. Some of this stuff is good, man. I need to do this. I need to do that. You know, some of this stuff is good. The Apostle Paul is like, listen, a little bit of leaven will levy the whole lump. A little bit of poison in some water is poisonous water, right? Like, if you're trying to be justified by grace 99% of the time, but 1% of the time you're focusing on your works, you have polluted the gospel, because now you believe, and it's subtle. Legalism is subtle. It's like stuff like, okay, well, Brother Rick, I got you, but you really should dress in a way that honors God. Brother Rick, I know, I mean, you're a preacher, dude, and you showed up to church. I saw you. I mean, like, to each his own, but I saw you in Jordans and a hoodie, right? And you really should dress in a way that honors the Lord. So now my Jordans and a hoodie don't honor the Lord. So what are you doing now? What are you doing? Like, so now you're trying to add stuff. So now I'm not anointed if I have on sneakers. I'm only anointed if I have on like dress shoes. Like, what are we saying? What we're saying is that you're trying to add things, and it's subtle. You start judging yourself and judging other people. It's subtle. You start judging people in church. You start looking at them. And before you know it, a little leaven can levy the whole lump. Before you know it, you're like a Pharisee. You're like a Sadducee in the church. And so you got to be careful not to allow that stuff to get into your heart. You got to say, God accepts me. let me say it this way. If you say God accepts me because I did this, you know, God loves me because I give. Me and my husband, we give. Me and my wife, we give. Me and my family, we serve the poor. Me and my family, we do this. If you say God loves me because of that, that little leaven is going to levy the whole lump. What you need to say is, no, God loves me because of Jesus. And at the end of the day, I am nothing without him. Oh, well, Brother Rick, you do a lot of stuff. You and Isabella do this. Nope. Whatever we do it by the grace of God. No, but it was you who did it. You got on that plane. You did this. No, whatever we do is by the grace of God. Listen, I'm not going to let you get me over into pride. Like at the end of the day, I preach a good message. People come up, oh my God, Brother Pena, that word was so good. To God be the glory. No, but you was the one that studied. No, it's still to God be the glory. Whatever I am is by the grace of God. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to let you allow me to get back over into pride where I'm focusing on myself and think that I'm good. I am not good without God. Without God, I can do nothing. Now with God, I can do all things. That's the gospel of grace. Say amen to that. Let's close this message out with a declaration of faith. Say this. Say, Father, I thank you for calling me to run a race of faith instead of being on a treadmill of works. No, I'm running with patience the race that you have set before me, and I'm doing it by the grace of God. I run my race at my pace with your grace, and I discern your voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. I know what voices to receive and which ones to reject. And I reject toxic influences. I guard my eye gate. I guard my ear gate. And I'm not going to allow that toxic stuff to get down in my heart. I refuse to be full of pride. I refuse to focus on myself. Without you, Father, I am nothing. But with you, I can do all things. So my confidence is 100% in Jesus. And not in me. It's all about you, Father. I am living the grace life. And grace, a greater is coming for me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. This is today's word. So please apply it and prosper. Listen, we need these messages to remind us that it's not about us. We're not that good. Don't focus on yourself. Don't ever allow yourself to be full of pride and puffed up. Keep the emphasis on God. It's not about you. It's all about him. Do me a favor, three things. Number one, leave me some comments in the chat if this message was a blessing to you. Number two, share it right now on your social media, on your timeline, and with your friends. And then number three, listen to this outro video because there's some information in here for you. I love you. God loves you more. Have an amazing day. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless you. If our ministry is a blessing to you, please consider becoming a partner with Rick and Isabella Pena Ministries. Not only will you support the word of God going out on a daily basis, but you will also support our school in the Dominican Republic, where we are providing 200 Haitian children a Christ-based education free of charge and also a hot meal every day. If you want to become a partner with us, go to ripministries.org and you'll be able to do so there. If you don't have any of my materials, well, let me just show you a few things. Well, this is my first book, Level Up Your Life, where I cover how to level up your life in five areas of your life. Here's Grace-Based Success. It's a daily devotional where in 28 days, you'll be able to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then here's two affirmations books, one for men and one for women. These books will help you to align your faith, your heart, and your lips with the word of God. Or just go to rickpena.co. You'll see all the books there, apparel. Please make yourself available to those materials. They will be a blessing to you. Lastly, Isabella and I have been committed to coaching and mentorship for many, many years. And the Lord led me to use a platform where I could do it online, where we could leverage ourselves and scale. So now we have over 600 videos and continuing to grow. We're recording videos on a weekly basis where we're covering how to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and how to be successful as a Christian and in business and with relationships and et cetera. So if you're interested in that, please go to patreon.com/Rick Pena. You will be blessed. Thank you for being a blessing to us, and we pray that we will continue to be a blessing to you.